Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, June 9th, 2026, Election Day. We have a couple of upcoming events to tell you about today. Let's start off in Stonington.
I'm Catherine Markey, and I'm the Artistic Director at Opera House Arts in Stonington, Maine. We're located in the historic Stonington Opera House. And our first production that's opening our season is this incredibly wonderful, touching Irish comedy called Outside Mullingar by John Patrick Shanley. You may be familiar with him. He's a Pulitzer, Tony Prize-winning playwright, and he's written this incredible play that's filled with heart, filled with humor, filled with pathos. It's touching, it's funny, and so many of us have some sort of Irish heritage, and we can really connect to that through line as well. We are playing from June 17th to June 28th, and we have been really trying hard to make our shows accessible to people as possible. So to that end, we've not raised our prices in 3 years, and we've also added 2 pay-what-you-can nights to our production. So if you come on our opening on June 17th or to Wednesday, June 24th, you can pay whatever you want to see the play. And we hope that you will join us. We hope that if something is prohibitive to you, this is a way to get you to our theater to enjoy this evening. We have lots of other programming coming up in June and later in the summer, but immediately, if you have a family, you may be interested in seeing the Frogtown Puppeteers, who will be playing at the Burnt Cove Church Community Center, which is also in Stonington, on the 16th of June at 6 p.m., and Hilby, the skinny German juggling boy, will be following the following week on June 23rd, also at the Burnt Cove Church, and that's both part of our Live for Five series, where every ticket is $5, and every Hancock County student can attend for free. Our website is operahousearts.org. We have lots of information about these programs as well as the programs that are upcoming through the rest of the summer. You may be interested in looking ahead at our jazz festival or be looking ahead at the new John Cariani play that we'll be presenting in August. It's sort of a sequel, prequel to Almost Maine. A lot of young people in that cast, going to be fantastic. And we have the Live for Five series will be continuing throughout the summer. We have concerts, we have dance, we have many, many things happening. So please check out operahousearts.org.
Tonight, in the comfort of your home or wherever you happen to be, you are invited by Restore the Northwoods to join them for a Zoom presentation by John Davis. Quote, John Davis is a longtime Restore board member and a leading voice in wildland conservation. He currently serves as rewilding advocate for the Adirondack Council and director of the Rewilding Institute. Through hiking, paddling, and cross-country skiing expeditions, John has spent decades exploring and documenting wild landscapes across North America. He's the author of Big Wild and Connected, Scouting an Eastern Wildway from Florida to Quebec, and Split Rock Wildway, Scouting Adirondack Park's Most Diverse Wildlife Corridor. He's featured in the Trek West film Born to Rewild. The presentation he'll be doing tonight via Zoom is Rewilding the Northeast. In this presentation, John will discuss the importance of restoring connected wild habitats throughout the Northeast and share insights from his conservation work and wilderness travels. That's tonight at 7 on Zoom. It's free of charge, brought to you by Restore the Northwoods. There is a link to sign up to get the Zoom link. I'll post that along with the archives of Around Town at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I hope you go vote today. I'll see you tomorrow.